With beyond its time or beyond its place intent, the bread still become kaddish. It was shechted and found to be a treifa. The breads don't become kaddish. It was shechted and found to be a balmumer. But the other said the breads become kaddish. The Chum say they did not. If they were shechted, not lishma. And similarly, if the ram or the of the meluim or the two shvuos lambs were shechted, not lishma, the breads do not become kaddish. Zok the Gemara, our Mishnah follows the view of a Meir and a Bryce. The Bryce says the general rule is if a toid becomes possible before the shechita, the breads do not become kaddish. If it became possible after the shechita, the breads do become kaddish. If a toid was shechted with beyond its time or beyond its place intent, the breads still become kaddish. If it was shechted and found to be a treifa, the breads do not become kaddish. If it was shechted and found to be a bal mum, Eliezer says the breads become kaddish, and Rabbi Shua says that they do not. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua agree that if it was shechted and found to be a treifa, the breads would not become kaddish, and if it was beyond its time intent, that it would become kaddish. And it was found to be a bal mum, it would not become kaddish. Machloikis is regarding where they had beyond its place intent. Eliezer holds that they become kaddish. Rabbi Shua says that they do not. Eliezer holds that beyond its place is treated like beyond its time. Rabbi Huda holds that beyond its place makes the carbon possible, and being a bal mum makes the carbon possible as well. Just we compare the two. Just like if it was bal mum, the breads would not become kaddish. Same as for beyond its place intent. Eliezer said it makes more sense to treat beyond its place like beyond its time, since they're both psulim that stem from improper intents. Rabbi Shua said it makes more sense to treat beyond its place like the psula bal mum, because they're both psulim that don't carry cars. Also, we can even treat beyond its place intent like the case of a shechita done not lishma, which is also a soul of improper intent that doesn't carry cars, and also causes the breath not to become kaddish. Well, Eliezer remained quiet to that response. In fact, according to Rabbi Meir, why is it that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a treif is considered to be a psul before the shechita and the breads therefore don't become kaddish, but a bal mum is considered to be after the shechita and in the sense that the breads do become kaddish? And tomorrow, Rabbi Eliezer is referring to the specific mum of cataracts in the eye, which according to Rabbi Akiva have some degree of kashrus, in that if they're brought up on the mizbeach, they're not taken down, and that's why the breads become kaddish. Rabbi Shua holds that Rabbi Akiva only holds that way with regard to the animal itself, not with regard to the accompanying parts of the carbon. Mark continues, if a chatas was shechted with beyond its time intent and was then brought up onto the mizbeach, it's not taken down. If it was shechted with beyond its place intent and was then brought up, Rava says it's brought down. Rava says it's not. Rava holds a Rabbi Yeshua who compares beyond its place to a bal mum, and beyond its place intent to bal mum. Rava holds a Rabbi Eliezer who compares it to beyond its time intent. Rava ended up retracting his view to that of Rava, since we find that Rabbi Eliezer retracted his view to that of Rabbi Yeshua. Others say that even though Rabbi Eliezer attracted his view, Rabbah did not. The reason Rabbi Eliezer attracted was based on Rabbi Yeshua's comment that it should be learned in the case of shechita not lishma. However, that won't work in this case because the carbon shechita not lishma that is then brought up onto the mizbeach would not be taken down. Mishnah then said, Shachta shalai lishma v'chulur. Our Papa said the Tana didn't give the example of a Nazir's ram and instead gave the example of Meluim, even though the case of Nazir is much more common. The Gemara explains, the Tana gave the example of the Meluim because that's the first case of a carbon with accompanying breads. Zok the next Mishnah, if Nesachim were made Kaddish in a Keli and the carbon for which it was brought was found to be Pasul, if there's another carbon that needs Nesachim, it should be used for that carbon. If not, they're left overnight to become Pasul. Zok the Gemara, the Iri said, Nesachim only become Kaddish with the Shechting of the carbon. This is based on the Pasuk of Zevach and Nesachim. In fact, our Mishnah presumably discussing where the carbon became possible during the shechita, and we see that the nesachim are kaddish even though the shechita was not kosher. After more, the Mishnah is discussing where it became possible through the zrika, but the shechita was properly done. In fact, according to this, our Mishnah would only follow Rebbe, who holds that even the shechita alone would make the shtei alechem kaddish, and the same would therefore hold true for nesachim. However, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, holds that if the zrika was done improperly, they would not become kaddish. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah can even follow Rabbi Elazar, and the case would be where after the kabbalah, the blood spilled onto the floor and the zrika can no longer be done. Since the zrika was not done improperly, the nesachim would become kaddish from the shechita alone. But because Rabbi Elazar holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, who says that any blood that is ready for, that's in a keli and ready for zrika, is considered in some respects as this zrika has already been done. So Rav Chista has said that if oil has been designated for a carbon mincha, it may not be used for another carbon. How can the Mishnah say that the Nesachim can be used for another carbon? And from Rabbi Yannai said, Bezin stipulates regarding the Nesachim of Kabbalah Sibur that if they're needed for the carbon that they're used for, that they should be used for that. And if they're ultimately not needed for it, the Nesachim may be used for another carbon. In fact, why don't we say the same thing regarding oil? If more oil is considered to be part of the mincha itself and therefore can't be used for another mincha, why can't Bezdin stipulate that if the Nesachim are not needed, they lose their Kedusha and become Chulin? If more we're concerned that people will think that something that became Kaddish in a Kli Sharis can become Chulin even without such a stipulation, people are not going to realize the stipulation. In fact, why are we not concerned that people will think that Nesachim from one carbon can be used for another carbon even without a stipulation? If more Matistia ben Yehuda taught that the case is where the Nesachim are used for another carbon that has already been shechted. Therefore, people will think it belonged to that carbon all along. fact, this would mean that if there's no other carbon that's shechted there at the time, then the sachem would be left over there to become possible with lina. If so, instead of the Mishnah saying if they're left overnight they become possible with lina, it should instead say when do we say that the sachem can be used for another carbon? Oh, that's only if there's another carbon that's already been shechted. But if there's no other carbon that has already been shechted, then the nesachim may not be used with another carbon. And tomorrow, that's essentially what the Mishnah is saying. It's saying if there's no other carbon that's shechted there at that time, then the nesachim are treated as if they were puzzled with lina and become taka puzzled. Fact, the Gemara said that our Mishnah follows Rav Shimon and also said that the Sachem can be used for another carbon because of Bezin stipulation. The Gemara now asks, does Rav Shimon really hold the concept that there could be a Tanai Bezin regarding the Kedusha of a carbon? We have learned that it was said in the name of Rav Yochanan that according to Rav Shimon, a Tumah that was not needed may not be redeemed as it is, but rather has to be left to graze and get a mum. We see he doesn't hold the concept of Tanai Bezin, Evet Gemara. In that case, he doesn't hold it a Tanai because there's a way to deal with this without having to come onto the Tanai. He can let it graze and get a mum. That's why over there he holds differently. Zok, the next Mishnah, with regard to the offspring of a Taida or the Tamur of a Taida, or if a Taida was designated and lost and a replacement was designated and the first one was then found, all these surplus Taidas do not require accompanying breads. This is learned from the pasuk that says, V'hikriv al zevach ha-Taida, which teaches that it's only a regular Taida that requires breads, but the offspring or the replacement or the Tamur of a Taida does not. Zok, the Gemara Brisa says, what do we learn from the pasuk of Toida Yakriv? It teaches that if a Toida was designated and then lost, and another animal was designated as a replacement, and the first one was then found, either one may be offered. We would think that the second animal to be offered also requires breads to be brought with it. The pasuk therefore says Yakriven Nu, which teaches that only one requires breads, not both. The pasuk of Imal Toida teaches that the offspring, the replacement, and the Tmur of a Toida are offered as well. The pasuk of the Hikrival Zevach Toida teaches that it's only the actual Toida that requires accompanying breads, but the offspring, replacement, and the Tmur of a Toida do not require accompanying breads. Rechanina Ne'er Rabbi Yochanan said the surplus carbon doesn't need breads only if the owner already got his kapara through the original carbon. However, if he had not gotten it yet, the surplus carbon would require breads. Rav Amram asked, which type of surplus is he referring to? He can't be teaching that a replacement carbon that needs breads because the Bryce already taught that if it's brought first, it needs breads, but if it's brought second, it does not need breads. He also can't be referring to a donated taida because that would not be classified as a replacement, but rather as another donated carbon, which certainly does need breads. He also can't be referring to the offspring of a donated taida because the pasuk teaches that this never needs breads to be brought along with it. And for tomorrow, rather, he must be referring to the offspring of an obligatory taida, which if brought before the kapara must have breads brought along with it, and if brought after the kapara does not need to have breads brought along with it. With this discussion, Rav Amram is teaching that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person can get a kapara through an animal that is an appreciation of Hegdish, meaning because the offspring of the carbon belongs to the Hegdish. Abaye went through the same analysis of Rav Amram and arrived at the same conclusion. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan taught that the replacement of a donated toida needs breads when it's offered, whether before the owner brought the first one or after he brought it. The offspring of a donated toida does not need breads when offered, whether offered before or after the owner brought the initial animal. With regard to the offspring of an obligatory toida, if it's offered before the initial carbon, it requires breads. If it's offered after the initial carbon, it does not require breads.